This is Cast of Wonders, the fiction podcast for young adults featuring stories of the fantastic. March 16th, 2014. Welcome to our Flash Fiction Month. This week's story is Pictures in Crayon by Elizabeth Schack. Elizabeth lives in central Illinois and has worked as a software copywriter, a newspaper reporter, and a tour guide at a NASA visitor center. Her work has been published in Daily Science Fiction and other magazines. She's a member of the SFWA and attended the Science Fiction and Fantasy Novel Writers Workshop at the University of Kansas. When not writing, she wages war on the squirrels who steal her tomatoes. You can learn more at her website, elizabethschack.com, which we'll put in the show notes. Your narrator this week is the fantastic Tina Connolly. Tina lives with her family in Portland, Oregon. Her stories have appeared in Lightspeed, Tor.com, Strange Horizons, and Beneath Ceaseless Skies. Her first fantasy novel, Iron Skin, was nominated for a Nebula in 2012, and the sequel, Copperhead, is now out. She narrates for Podcastle and Beneath Ceaseless Skies, runs the Parsec-winning flash fiction podcast Toasted Cake, and her website is tinaconnolly.com. And now, we have a tale to tell.
Pictures in Crayon by Elizabeth Schack. At recess, the arcs dot the sky like unwinking stars. Allie and her friends aren't supposed to talk about it, eyes wide above the breathing masks that muffle their voices, but they do. Where they'll go, what they'll bring. Every kid Allie knows has a suitcase packed just in case they win. Hers has photos from the zoo, and a birthday card her little brother Rafe drew in red crayon. He called the scribble Mars. The only time they don't talk is after the monthly drawing, when no one can bear it. Some kids, somewhere, were chosen, but it's not anyone they know. At recess, no one looks up. Those nights, Rafe crawls into her bed. He doesn't understand. At 4, he's barely old enough to enter the lottery, but he knows something's wrong. Their parents are crying, and Allie will keep him safe. Allie lies awake with her arms around her little brother. In the morning, she repacks his suitcase for next month and tells him stories about Mars. Some of the arcs vanish, headed to Mars, the asteroids, maybe other stars. No one's sure how much is rumor, how much is hope. Allie wants to see different stars, find a new Earth that's still green. Karen Williams from down the street wins a seat. Her parents throw an awkward party, Karen excited and terrified, her parents weeping, her sister, too old for the lottery, locked in a room. Allie manages to congratulate Karen before the words clog her throat. Her vision of new stars starts to fade. A year later, most of the arcs have left. The Williams family moved away, no one knows where, and no one else from their town has won. Rafe understands now. He still shares Allie's bed, but he cries instead of sleeps. Recess is canceled because the air is too dangerous, and no one wants to see the near-empty sky or talk about what they've packed or the fun they'll have on the asteroids or Europa. The teachers let them watch videos all day. There's no point to learning when they won't grow up. Allie finds Rafe's new sketches of Mars and throws them away. The quiet before the lottery smothers her. Rafe cowers on her lap in their living room, face pressed against her shoulder, his ticket already crumpled in his fist. He's too young to be so hopeless. Allie holds her ticket as delicately as a butterfly. The announcer gave up his cheerful banter long ago. He recites the winning numbers like a liturgy. 35. Allie's breath catches. But she's had the first number before. One number doesn't mean anything. 101. Her fingers tighten on the ticket, but she doesn't dare hope. 47. 3 numbers. Please, she prays, though she expects no answer. 12. Her heart races. One more number, and she'll get to be 12 next year. Just one more number. 9:58. Allie hears the strangled sound that comes from her throat. Her vision goes black for a moment. She blinks once, twice, checks the numbers on the television screen and the numbers on her ticket. Allie, are you all right? Her mother never asks, did you win? Will you live? She nods. Rafe isn't looking. Doesn't know Allie won. Doesn't know she'll head to the stars, find a new earth. Doesn't know she'll leave him behind. Allie clutches her ticket, seeing new planets in its black ink, gropes blindly on the table for a pen to sign her name, picks up a red crayon. The lump in her throat threatens to choke her. She prints in big block letters. R-A-F-E.
Elizabeth told us she finds herself writing about siblings a lot. The relationships are complicated. No one is as annoying as a younger brother or sister, but you still want to protect them. She says there's a lot of good story material there. Cast of Wonders is a production of Wolfsbane Publishing and is brought to you by the creative team of Barry J. Northern, our publisher and artist, Alan Sale, our audio producer, and I remain, as always, your humble editor and host, Marguerite Kenner. Our episodes are released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Share it, but don't change it. Our theme, Appeal to Heavens, is by Alexi Nov from MusicAlley.com. Thanks for listening.